is a presentation of the Church of the Subgenius of Dallas, Texas. And the time is 11 o'clock.
So to speak, this evening, at about the same time that Negative Wobbly Land was...
Those guys. Why I oughta... Right.
Yeah, I can't even place that call in my mind that you're talking about. But I appreciate, you know, you gotta appreciate these people who weren't even born.
If you don't think money can buy happiness, give me $50 and watch me smile.
Buy that solo rent, $50.
Darn your smile.
It was great back in the good old days. Prices were low. Toilet paper didn't have the big chunks in it like it does now. And
can you come back?
It was less abrasive and chafing. And
in the good old days.
All of our stuff wasn't made in China out of defective materials and poisoned plastic.
In the good old summertime.
Can't breathe out here anymore. Back in those good old days. When
I see cannibals a-munching, a missionary luncheon. The years may have flown, but the memory stays. Like the souls that were dashed when the stock market crashed. Ha 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 ha. Those were the good old days. I see Indians a-dragging an empty covered wagon when scalping the settlers was the latest craze. Antoinette, dainty queen with her quaint guillotine. Yeah, those were the good old days. I sit in my rocking chair, peacefully rocking there, counting my blessings by the score. The plagues were my passion, the rack was in fashion, each day held a new joy in store. Was anybody ever happy?
Behind it all, the conspiracy. Once hidden and operating behind the scenes, they are now traded openly in mortal suffering. We're given eyes to see only to see hell itself? To grow new dark shells for the X's to harvest each X day? It must not be so. Our mission, though nameless, was ordained. The submission of planet Earth.
Pew, pew, pew.
Current regime is impressing, making it harder for you to promulgate your cult activities.
Somebody open the window.
It certainly has cut down the size of my sex cult, you know. And
yeah, I mean, you
don't
can't.
Don't want to mount my stump.
As
well, you know, perhaps you're claiming
stump
lower status than in your salad days?
Yes.
Well, if you mount your own stump and harangue the...
Alpha male.
Well, you're almost inspiring me to give my stump speech.
That's what I mean.
But actually, there is a cure for your problem of anomie and malaise, and that is to enroll in my course in success and fortune real estate. Yes, it's true. Could 3D printing in the U.S.
Somewhere.
Affect the aviation industry in Africa? And will the rising middle class in China affect the cost of fertilizer in Australia? You know, in today's economy, everything shapes the future of your investments. My course in success in sex and real estate uses our collaborative global research process to help make the best decisions on how you can insert your organ in the financial area of your choosing. This is quite
careful, though.
Simple. It is easy to do, and it costs nothing at first.
Organ shoppers.
Later on, it might cost the equivalent of a modern-day college education or a complete set of the world's most exclusive luggage, but at first you need pay nothing. Later we'll demand more and more, but it's just one reason why, as of 9/30/11, over 75% of the results from the Ask Dr. Hal School of Success in Sex and Real Estate beat their 10-year average. The results will vary for other periods. Past performance cannot guarantee future results, of course. But no money can be refunded. Raise your money and you take your act today, because there are many others who wish to attain the same advantage. Only through struggle and strife in the Darwinian competition, with nature red in tooth and claw, can you rip and slash your way to preeminence at the top.
Yep, there's another one. way over here on the left coast, it's 94.1 KPFA in Berkeley, 89.3 KPFB in Berkeley, 88.1 KFCF in Fresno, online around the world, or San Pablo Avenue, Petaluma on KPFA.org.
I've got a song.
Without a song, the day would never end.
We will need the emergency homing device.
Without a song, a man would have no friend.
I think it's up on the roof.
The handmaid.
I hear a caller. Bullet. That was the Pop Smoke. That was Phineas Darko's song. Going shot. Up and going shot up in. There's no chat box on this show. You can't type all the good stuff in there.
No, you can type on the unofficial Puzzling Evidence show fan page, though.
Wait, does Centurion have a show?
Whose show? There's a... No, we will only communicate with our buddy Harold. So get that hillbilly back in here, Lieutenant.
Yes, sir.
Gee, fellas, the scientists here want to know how your space ship traveled. We travel on lines of magnetic energy emanating from your planet. Well, that's mighty interesting, fellas. Please give my...
I think there were a lot of nice people there. Nobody was a little snot, as so often happens when you go to these events. Nope, they couldn't afford to make it. The little snots didn't get to fly in, so...
Or perhaps they were eliminated by COVID-19.
Perhaps, but, well, it was, you know, one thing about a nudist camp is it's isolated. You're not. It was many in line with everyone. And many a year ago in a kingdom by the sea... When a maiden there lived, whom you might know by the name, thank you, of Annabel Lee. And this maiden, there, that one's live, she lived with but one thought, to love and be loved by me.
The life is to create yourself a soul.
I was a child.
Dr. Howe is here.
And she, yeah, I'm here, but more to the point that K-Rob has promised is here. Now that, I think, is always exceptional. Alas,
but we loved with a love that was more than love. I and my Annabel me. With a love that the winged seraphs of heaven coveted. Her and me. And this was the reason that long ago, in this kingdom by the sea, a wind blew out of a cloud, chilling my Annabel Lee, so that her high-born kinsmen came and bore her away from me, to shut her up in a sepulcher in this kingdom by the sea. The angels, not half so happy in heaven, coveted her and me. Yes, that is the reason, as all men know, in this kingdom by the sea, that the wind blew out of the cloud by night, chilling and killing my Annabel Lee. But our love, it was stronger by far than those who were older than we. Of others, far wiser than we, and neither the angels in heaven above or the demons down under the sea can ever dissever my soul from the soul of the beautiful Annabel Lee. For the moon never beams without bringing me dreams of the beautiful Annabel Lee.
and the stars never rise, but I feel the bright eyes of the beautiful Annabel Lee. And so, all the night tide, I lie down by the side of my darling, my life, and my bride, in her sepulcher there by the sea, in her tomb by the sounding sea. Also worried that when my friend Apple gets back from Zululand, where she is now, she won't have a place to live in San Francisco. Perhaps,
are people being allowed to come back into the country from there?
That's another question. Is it a country that Trump hates? I hadn't heard. You're fine if you want to come from South Africa.
You're right.
But I don't know about Zululand. And you remember Brody Culpepper?
Yeah, kind
of. He's out on the...
I couldn't pick him out in a crowd.
West coast of Africa. He has a large scientific installation.
He's a good spread there. A scientifically oriented ranch where he performs his experiments in isolation and with great pleasure.
Yeah.
And he and his girlfriend ran a subset of artistic expression vaguely related to Burning Man called Big Rig Industry.
Oh, all right.
Kill phone.
Listen to that poor soul yowling in the
hills. Hal can't be here.
Come on in, Hal.
He won't be here.
Come on, crawl up on the microphone, Hal. It's okay.
Wacky, goofy,
come on, Hal.
Yes, even if he's not here, he's too loud. We'll stop that, Hal.
Yeah, we will.
That you sort of.
Well, he promised he'd come, and I promised I wouldn't.
And if you're scared to be alone in the dark, listen to us now. We're beginning the show.
Yes, we're going to wind it up to the very tightest little springs ever. Wound up, and yes, we're just going to let it run.
With the help of Bob's dad, Willie, and his faithful dog, Ouija,
for the rest of your life.
Hey, what?
Or
the rest of your life has just started.
Well,
it hurts, I know, but
it's
time to pay taxes and start using the copy camera in your basement.
You describe
that's
that
right. For proper political uses.
That's right.
Kelly Cash is trying to tell you about them right now, but she's not even in Africa.
It
no,
was
no.
A bright child.
She never
she
left.
She was.
She's still in New York, living it up, away from that.
She did go to Africa.
Sodden artist. They call her a peony or a pumu.
Or whoever he is, all we know is he's miserable, he's sick, and he's dead, but he's our pal.
We'll make fun of him as long as we can. Because we have no choice, really.
Well, you know he's in the background, and though he refuses to be here, well, of course, the rest of us refuse to be here, too, so it's only fitting that he is here.
What an invitation you gave me.
He is here. But here we are, too.
That day, that afternoon.
You probably ask, why are we here at this hour? Good question.
On her shoulders and knees.
But don't call in at 848-4425 or else you'll...
No, don't use that number. That's the number for, you know, that other place, KPFA, they call it. Yeah, that's that station on the other side of the bay. And we couldn't do it without that station, but this is RadioValencia.fm.
I thought that was the benefits of doing this.
I guess. We get to be with ourselves 18 weeks ago.
Well, Yeah, come and make grandma happy.
Oh, that's all that Nissey and Gerpa stuff going to the bathroom.
I make something of it.
Yeah, well, buddy, you want it?
Huh?
We're tough sub geese.
Marijuana?
Oh, boy.
Well, here goes the tape recorder. We're going to be playing things for you that you wish we were. We're going to be playing things for you that you wish we were.
Like that.
Like that.
Well, now that I'm all fropped out, I guess I'm ready to ask the listeners to please roll over on your left side. Let the show wash over to
the right hand portion.
Funny, Bob.
Come on. Don't tell me funny. I know funny, and that is funny.
No, it's not.
Now you think I look funny to you? Is that what you're saying?
Bob? Bob?
She's calling Bob. She's calling Bob. She's calling Bob.
Bob.
No answer.
Had been phoning. Has anybody seen Bob?
Bob.
You're going to want to place yourself. Hey, I'm in California, and I'm calling to see if you've seen Bob. Bob has not been discovered yet.
Bob.
That body's lying in that locked room somewhere that no one knows about. So now they knew Bob was dead. But then finally it was put on the answering machine.
Bob.
He said, well, I think it's important to know that Bob always said that after he had a jump, that he would always... soon thereafter, go and urinate because that lessens the chance of
urine over your head now.
VD, and so he would always urinate after he had,
urinate.
You know, had sex.
Bob thought at the time.
Yeah, I had to go and get a test, an STD test.
He had $100,000
because he was so nervous about our indiscretion.
Doing this backbreaking work, which really cost him his life in the end.
And of course, there's
there
nothing.
No reason for him to be doing
I am pure as the driven snow. I have no diseases.
By 1990, he would have had 25% of $90 million. That's what had come in by then.
I wish I had $90 million. I know what I'd do with mine.
He gets into this car. He takes off toward the lights of a faraway service
station. Would someone out there please send $90 million care of Radio Valencia and earmark for Dr. Howland Owl, the Ask Dr. Howell show live on radio, 10 p.m. Friday nights.
Because he was going to show it to the police. He thought something was really up. And I think
that's
so, too.
90
I think that
mil.
Was the second warning for Bob. It's very, very complex to lay this out. But gradually, Bob is swept along by fate till it comes to that last evening. Now, every time Bob stayed in a hotel, or a motel, whatever it is, there were unusual things happening that last day of his life. That night, and this is the part I think as a mystery that I like about this.
It's not unusual to shoot Bob for any loss of space.
He's been robbed in Chicago.
It's not unusual to shoot Bob with your gun.
There are things in that apartment that should have been there that weren't. There were things that were in that apartment that shouldn't have been there at all. Among the things that
I was in my apartment at night and alone when I heard a ringing, a ting-a-linging on the telephone.
Anyway, I thought there was a treasure trove of evidence that were there.
I said,
but what was missing?
Who's that at 3:30?
Some of the albums were gone. And
a fearful voice replied to me.
You mean there are videos that are gone.
They're gone.
There is in the projector that
gone,
overlooked
gone,
pictures of a
gone,
woman in various stages of undress. The killer did not remember to take.
The morning of the 29th, when Bob's body was found, that you had some neighbors that were kind of upstairs off to the
gym
left
neighbors
that were moving
and
in. She had said that she knew that Bob had been murdered at roughly 10 a.m. in the morning.
For she murder, though it hath no tongue, town, will speak with was, most miraculous
you know, in fear
order.
Of her life.
What is interesting about it is he's killed with a video camera tripod. The intriguing thing is
he was shot.
Bob was dead. He ties the cord to the VCR around Bob's neck. Like
VCR? Well, no, that was the recording
a very
department.
A knife, a pocket knife. I don't know too many.
It was a gun.
Knife. But I think that
was
VCR
a deadly Webley British
was a
special
of a severed relationship.
Well, now, see, everybody's a Monday morning quarterback. After the fact, if I could have stopped Bob from being killed, I would have. I was right there, but it happened so fast. And there was nothing we could do. How sad, indeed. All right, let's...
We got to go to a farm.
Have the children's
Farms
material.
Farms are America's backbone. Farmers are America's dumb bone. While we went around a farm, the grown-ups had a tea party. Wife swap.
Oh, cows are reincarnated Hindus. Indians. Daddy.
Our priest.
Mommy still feeds me like that. They smoke on beef pipe.
Milk that dead Hindu, Jethro.
He practices. I caught him practicing in
practice
the bathroom.
Makes
this reminds me of something Freud said about your mom.
Floyd?
That's what starving Africans eat.
They love it.
To a famine victim, a handful of wheat is like a steak dinner with all the trimmings.
Hey, look, everybody. Muslim kryptonite.
Oh, snap. Bible.
Assalamu alaikum, piggies.
Malaikum salami.
Shut up.
Salami, salami, baloney.
With his body water, but it wasn't very.
I don't know if this is going
to
work.
Farmer Joe made us say a prayer to the Dark Lord named Kromdar, the Invincible.
There's Jeremy. He was naughty, so we got to eat him. Ha ha. There's Jeremy's yummy bicep. Oh, there's his carrot. Murderlicious.
Oh, snap.
Yummy. I don't know when they slipped us the poison. I think it was something in the milk.
We woke up to find
the gnat that sings the summer long poison gets from Slender's tongue.
Kromdar.
That summer I developed a crush on my sister. Wait, that wasn't your sister. It wasn't? Yuck. Yeah.
After 2 years, our parents were happy to see us. We were happy to see them.
So we can sacrifice them
in the dark holy name of Lord Kromdar. And that's what happens when you spend time with
God, why did you blow up the earth?
Slaves built the pyramids. Slaves built the Parthenon. Slaves built America. Slaves, this is your song. Thank you. Slaves. Thank you. Slaves. Thank you. Slaves. Slaves, this is your song. Thank you.
To see a world in a grain of sand, and a heaven in a wild flower, hold infinity in the palm of your hand, and eternity in an hour. A robin redbreast in a cage puts all heaven in a rage. A dove house filled with doves and pigeons shudders hell through all its regions. A dog, starved at his master's gate, predicts the ruin of the state. A horse, misused upon the road, calls to heaven for human blood. Each outcry of the hunted hare, a fiber from the brain does tear. A skylark wounded in the wing, a cherubim does cease to sing. The gamecock clipped and armed for fight does the rising sun affright. Every wolf's and lion's howl raises from hell a human soul. The wild deer, wandering here and there, keeps the human soul from care. The lamb misused breeds public strife, and yet forgives the butcher's knife. The bat that flits at close of eve has left the brain that won't believe. The owl that calls upon the night speaks the unbeliever's fright. He who shall hurt the little wren shall never be beloved by men. He who the ox to wrath hath moved shall never be by woman loved. The wanton boy that kills the fly shall feel the spider's enmity. He who torments the chafer's sprite weaves a bower in endless night. The caterpillar on the leaf repeats to thee thy mother's grief. Kill not the moth nor butterfly, for the last judgment draweth nigh. He who shall train the horse to war shall never pass the polar bar. The beggar's dog and widow's cat, feed them and thou wilt grow fat. The gnat that sings his summer's song, poison gets from slander's tongue. The poison of the snake and newt is the sweat of envy's foot. The poison of the honeybee is the artist's jealousy. The prince's robes and beggar's rags are toadstools on the miser's bags. A truth that's told with bad intent beats all the lies you can invent. It is right, it should be so. Man was made for joy and woe, and when this we rightly know, through the world we safely go. Joy and woe are woven fine, a clothing for the soul divine. Under every grief and pine runs a joy with silken twine. The babe is more than swaddling bands. Throughout all these human lands, tools were made and born were hands. Every farmer understands. Every tear from every eye becomes a babe in eternity. This is caught by females bright and returned to its own delight. The bleat, the bark, bellow and roar are waves that beat on heaven's shore. The babe that weeps the rod beneath writes revenge in realms of death. The beggar's rags fluttering in air does to rags the heavens tear. The soldier, armed with sword and gun, palsied strikes the summer's sun. The poor man's farthing is worth more than all the gold on Afric's shore. One mite wrung from the laborer's hands shall buy and sell the miser's lands. Or, if protected from on high, does that whole nation sell and buy? He who mocks the infant's faith shall be mocked in age and death. He who shall teach the child to doubt, the rotting grave shall ne'er get out. He who respects the infant's faith triumphs over hell and death. The child's toys and the old man's reasons are the fruits of the two seasons. The questioner who sits so sly shall never know how to reply. He who replies to words of doubt doth put the light of knowledge out. The strongest poison ever known came from Caesar's laurel crown. Naught can deform the human race like to the armorer's iron brace. When gold and gems adorn the plow, to peaceful arts shall envy bow. A riddle or the cricket's cry is to doubt a fit reply. The emmet's inch and eagle's mile make lame philosophy to smile. He who doubts from what he sees will ne'er believe. Do what you please. If the sun and moon should doubt, they'd immediately go out. To be in a passion, you good may do, but no good if a passion is in you. The whore and gambler by the state, licensed, build that nation's fate. The harlot's cry from street to street shall weave old England's winding sheet. The winners shout, the losers curse, dance before dead England's hearse. Every night and every morn, some to misery are born. Every morn and every night, some are born to sweet delight. Some are born to sweet delight. Some are born to endless night. We are led to believe a lie when we see not through the eye which was born in a night to perish in a night, while the soul slept in beams of light. God appears, and God is light to those poor souls who dwell in night. But does a human form display to those who dwell in realms of day?
Has been raped in the mindgina over flabbergastorial reports that impatient newscasters often overstate the importance of minor events in order to attract the attention of the fickle.
Pickle monster.
This just handed to me. It turns out that last report was just a brilliant media hoax fabricated by the impatient media itself. Here with the common man's reaction to this latest bombshell is the word on the street. With our new segment, The Word on the Street.
Well, in
my personal
opinion,
kittens are ruining
America
and should
be
genocided
like
me.
We regret this inevitability, and furthermore, we have decided to take it back and literally undo any damage we may have caused by running the first half of the show backwards.
Damage.
Now.
No salad because my skirt
can look like...
Bob's name completely wrong.
They're
talking about this some guy named Bob, and I don't know if they're talking about the guy that washes their car, cuts their meat, does something like that, but I always go, who is this Bob? And it's really kind of funny because they'll go, you shouldn't be on this page if you don't know who Bob is. And I'm like, I know who Bob is, and I spell it properly. And, then I was told that I was being too much of a Bobby hipster by
Bobby hipster.
So strict.
Yeah. By being so strict. It's like, listen, I take this religion nearly seriously.
Oh, usually they get dogpiled by the older and wiser ones.
Right. Well, that's
depends on which Facebook group you're looking at.
Well, I was looking at the official X Day.
The official X Day? There shouldn't be anybody on there but members.
Right.
They should know.
That's why I asked the question. Like, all kidding aside, how do you spell our Savior's name?
That's a tricky one.
The Saint of Sales name, and then somebody else type out the Saint of Sales.
Oh, that Savior. It's like, yeah.
Oh, I love it when they go, who are you to be more slackful than me?
Right.
It's like, well, for one thing, I'm actually Reverend Ivan Stang, and you'd know that that was my pen name if you'd ever really bothered to read it.
Oh, yeah, the newest one is somebody going, how come Stang and Philo are never on here? And it's
right.
People were like, that was on the Church of the Subgenius one, so it's kind of funny.
Which one?
Well, there's two Church of the Subgenius, at least two.
I don't remember which one. I just remember I kind of monitor it and listen to these people go on.
There's an asinine one, and there's an official right. one that's run by our friends.
Yeah. And it has
G. Gordon Gordon and Pease. They're banning each other every other hour.
Pickles has a pickup truck now.
Yeah, he does. He picks up a lot more deliveries that way.
The Pickles Up truck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they like to take that.
You can find out what's up with Pickles and a whole bunch of other things just listening to this program.
Oh, no. Your tomfoolery is
our audience has doubled in size from 2.5 to 5.
Yes, these are very favorable trends. Our ratings are certainly increasing, and the back office is very pleased, guardedly. They say, just keep doing what you're doing.
Well, the word just got out from our announcement 5 minutes ago.
An announcement?
Made it here, so that's
why, important.
You know, a bunch of people went, oh, okay, well, in that case, it's a real X-Day and all kinds.
Well, it's no phony X-Day with no Ivan Stang there. talk about bait and switch.
I don't know. There was some kind of Stang
Satan
bond there,
witch.
According to the
Stang bot.
I don't remember
Stang
the
impersonation bot. Of the original. Turn it around.
I just
shut
met
it
Dr.
off.
X last
sag.
In the
is
dark.
Switch below the left ear. There, you see? Inferior.
Just switch it off.
Switch
it off.
I've had terrible conversations
right.
out
there
here. It went on for 15 or 20 minutes with the wrong person. I thought I was talking to somebody. That happened yesterday. It happened again today.
You're losing your marbles,
2 years ago.
Ivan.
I thought this person was peas. I just went on and on and on.
You've got to keep it together.
He thought I was insane.
Well, I don't know how to tell you this, Ivan, but, it's a different world for subs than it is for everybody else. Our standards are all different, too. our customs. Yeah, you see, once you take that into account, your subgeniuses are just like people who might be your neighbors, your school teacher, your mailman, your teller at the bank, your commanding general of an army, your vice president. And your choice of entertainment. I'm trying. It won't light. Oh, here we go. Ah, that's better. This'll make this whole tissue of flapdoodle more palatable. It's a vocation. And I need a vacation. Feel this way. Only me gives orders. I'll obey, 'cause otherwise I'm just no prize, as everyone will surely agree. So I'm here tonight to please someone, only me. Yes, dear friends. This is the Ask Dr. Howell Show, live on radio, and you're listening to Dr. Howland Owl and a bevy of subgeniuses, a plethora of communicants from times past and present, and who is to say, perhaps times that will be. So stay with us on our show, which will last a little bit longer before shutting down for another week of showlessness.
There too.
Thank you. I've been practicing.
A squint's only good if you can get your own eyes to stare up your nostril.
And see your own brain.
They've got bats on.
Yeah.
You can see your own brain. I've explained how to do it in the past.
Now,
I got it from a very strange book called Itadorpa.
King, you know.
Was, Your Majesty.
Itadorpa tells you.
What?
Gives you maps how you can get down into the inner world inside the earth.
Who are you, fella?
Oh, I have many
names. Eat certain mushrooms.
Well, which one are you using at present?
Death is as good as any.
Death?
The protagonist of the novel, or account, memoir, history, is guided by an eyeless being from the underrealm.
I suppose no one mentioned.
This strange book was in H.P. Lovecraft's library.
Say again.
No premonitions, strange dreams, mad old soothsayers shouting things at you in the street.
It's sooth that they
dying.
Do.
No, I suppose not. It would be too much to expect. They leave it all to me.
Voodoo.
Fate.
Voodoo.
Destiny. All the rest of them. The fact is, you're due to become a ghost.
A ghost?
Don't let it upset you.
I am upset.
Try not to.
What are you telling me? I'm going to be a ghost? Come on, what's that all about? Come on, what's this ghost?
Good man.
Business?
Don't think I'll be up to all that business with the white sheets and the chains, though.
You got to launder those white sheets.
Do I have to walk around moaning and screaming?
Ooh. Do you really want to?
Then I shouldn't bother about you. Fun to do that if you're a ghost.
No, I really must be going.
I say, just hold on there.
Hold it right there.
Leave me like this.
Hold it over here.
Let us walk through, huh?
Ahem. Yes, there are many interesting things in Florida and on Key West, as our far-flung traveler knows. Dr. Penny was there, in the sun-kissed lands where grow the best oranges in the country. And I say that as a Californian, but California oranges can't hold a candle to the fruit that's produced in the Florida orange groves. I'm just telling you. Here, cut it out. Leave me alone. I shouldn't have run down California's native orange product. Now I have to pay the fine. They should grow them in some neutral place, like Hawaii or something.
I thought we were going to release them gradually, one at a time.
The king is dead. Long live the king. Heaven has sent us down this thing.
You're a monster.
Ukanukabukalukatooks go swimming by. Where the ukalukamukatookarooks go swimming by.
I want someone to love me.
Oh. Get in line.
Someone whose eyes are as blue as the skies. Someone whose kisses to me are divine. Someone to always be near me.
What's a what?
Someone to pet and caress.
If she'd only hold still.
And though I've been
deer in the headlights.
Mm-hmm. someone dear is you.
Very pleased, guardedly. They say, just keep doing what you're doing.
Did it cost you anything for that?
Well, the word just got out from our announcement 5 minutes ago that Susie made it here. So that's why.
That's important.
You know, a bunch of people went, oh, okay, well, in that case, it's a real X Day and all kinds.
Well, it's no phony X Day with no Ivan Stang. So she's the bellwether of the flock, eh? Talk about bait and switch.
I don't know. There was some kind of Stangbot there, according to the tapes I heard.
Stangbot.
I personally don't remember
impersonation
being there.
Of the original.
I just met Dr. X last night in the dark.
Palsied, just trying inferior.
And I think that's him.
Oh, I've had terrible conversations out here that went on for 15 or 20 minutes with the wrong person. I thought I was talking to somebody. That happened yesterday. It happened again today. Happened horribly 2 years ago. I thought this person was Peas, and I just went on and on and on. He thought I was insane. And I felt rather embarrassed when I figured it out.
Well, who did it turn out to be?
Reverend Christian, strangely enough. And that was his
Mr.
real
Christian,
name.
Mr. Christian, mean, bring that man off.
Conspiracy name as well as...
That's a double conspiracy name, isn't it, being called Christian?
That was his last name.
Oh, okay.
There's
Fletcher
another
Christian.
There's Christian Blatter, who sends me a lot of...
Ach, der Daily
very
Blatter.
Strange...
Das Blattingen in die Newspaperin. Das Daily Blatt. Blatt. Oh, the pain, the pain. What a nightmare. Male and female created he them. There's a new Bride of Frankenstein movie. Huh?
All right, all right. Well,
don't you want to see
it's
it?
Kind of a sausage party here.
No, I never
like
sausage
a
party.
Motion picture. I don't know if anyone saw that one.
Which motion picture are you speaking of?
That's the one about hot dogs who...
Right. It's not Hot Dog, the motion picture. I believe it is called Sausage Party.
No, the microphone. It is...
Hi, girls. It's Mr. Microphone. Drive down the street with this. What an asshole. Let out the ravening beast. The id. Monsters from the id.
These aren't the ones that were filched.
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
I know they came a little bit later.
I'm willing to believe that. I'm willing to believe your story that these microphones.
My love must be a kind of blind love.
Take a look at your peekaboo picture, ladies and gentlemen.
I can't see anyone but you. Sometimes I wonder if you find love an optical illusion too. Are there stars out tonight? I don't care if it's cloudy or bright, for I only have eyes for you, dear. The moon may be high, but I can't see a thing in the sky, for I only have eyes for you. I can't tell if we're in a garden, are we, or on a crowded avenue. You are here, so am I. Maybe millions of people go by, but they all disappear from view. And I only have eyes for you.
I thought we were going to release them gradually, one
call us up number, but we're going to have that in future episodes.
You have to back off from these.
Back off! I realize.
You can hear it crackling.
Ah, that might be my bones. You see, I injured
me aching bones. I'm all hurt now. I'm battered up and beat up and banged and dinged and dingity damned.
I'm 70, but it doesn't matter because the injury is severe. My mobility is limited. Yeah, I can't do that running down the mountains well in the moonlight as I used to do. I thought it was remarkable even then. Here I am.
You know, there's a
running down the trail, and there's no light. I have no flashlight. I'm only going by the moonlight.
I don't know a lot of.
Well, that means you're healthy and in good shape.
Find out,
but that also means it was life. My grandfather 50 years ago
taught me how to go on from body to body.
Oh, I don't want to be talking about all this living forever stuff. It's not like you. It's not like you think it would be.
He was going to be run for president, but he opposed the Ku Klux Klan in the 1920s. And if you think it's bad now, you should have seen it then when they had the giant parades down the main street of Lebanon, Indiana.
So we won't talk about that, but I will.
No, you have to talk about Florida.
I want to talk about Florida. My red florid face is expressing impatience to discuss Florida, and yet one must use somewhat
music.
Elliptical terms.
You should have music, not these stupid people talking.
That is
about
true. I should
they
indeed.
They have a dumb show. Ask VJ Pussycat. She has to make up pictures just to try to cover
dumb
up the
shows and noise. Well, I'm sorry, VJ. We're operating on
take
a thin,
that makeup test.
Yeah. Right. Speaking of the dime, I'm sure you know that Jefferson invented that.
No, I did not.
Jefferson invented our system of coinage, which is decimally based and easy to grasp, substituting from what they had in Continental Congress days, which was based on an extrapolation of the English pound. Jefferson did a lot of stuff that he doesn't get credit for. Yes, sirree.
Yes, it's easy to figure out if your coinage system is decimal based and you don't have half a crown
robots.
And tuppence and all this stuff
cares
to
about
try to
days.
Deal with.
Some point,
I mean,
you can turn up,
give the guy a break for at least that.
And you saw Kurt Kirsteiner and Ivan Stang.
Yes, I saw
Kurt
them.
Kirsteiner and Ivan Stang.
I saw Kirsteiner
and Reverend Fox.
If he only
Reverend
knew
Pease,
what you were doing
who,
to his
really
film.
He took care of Biz, which was good because somebody needed to. And Stang was relieved of the burden of command.
The Stang
another
of
or
authority
on the stage. But that meant he didn't have to bust his chops.
The burden of poof.
Yes. There was no need easier. For chop
busting. I can breathe easier.
Oh, hey now, let's not flail around in the studio.
How'd you get right in here without the soup?
Because it's not locked. Okay,
of course it's not locked. You have to knock every damn thing over like Michael
the land of id.
Yes.
Well,
land of id. I'll never be there again. There is no more land of id. It was a carnival. Oh, it was a circus. It was a subgenius.
It went to pieces after we left. I don't know if we were the ones who destroyed it.
Because everybody wanted the subs to be there.
They did. They treated us like royalty.
Yes, sirree. So I have no idea. See, you've got your plug. Of course, you got to plug the male into the female there.
We're trying to get hooked up.
Well,
no, that's misleading.
In the orgiastic plug-in.
Don't tell me I did it again.
Stadione. Should I get out of the way?
What is it?
So you can get out of the way. We're having plug-in problems.
I'm chawing a plug of tobacco,
but
I gotta spit it somewhere pretty damn soon.
Figure it out here. Just hold on, folks. This way, the greatest show.